Andre, why did you choose the Vikings? And can you kind of talk about the process of how you, your free agent process, and how you wound up in Minnesota?
Joining the meeting.
John Krasinski.
Just going through the process of just having a great relationship with Coach Zimmer and feeling that somewhere I can come in and compete for a position. And just the ownership was great, and just having a great opportunity to come in and compete, that was the main thing I was looking for.
What was it like having to wait a little bit to get something done? I know it was a crazy few days to start a free agency, and you were kind of in that second wave. What was it like kind of having to wait through that for things to kind of settle down a little bit for you to be able to find a home?
It's a process. This has been my second time going through free agency. I went through it one time before. This has been my second time knowing what to expect, and it wasn't that bad at all. I had my family members to talk to, and it wasn't that bad of a process at all. Just had to be patient.
Andre, what kind of happened earlier this week? You left Minnesota without a deal. You talked about possibly visiting Arizona, and what kind of happened there between Monday night and the Thursday morning?
Just having that great rapport with the ownership and the GM. And Coach Zimmer having that relationship with him, just sitting down there talking to him, and him making it feel like it's a great place for me to be at, and just talking to Coach Pirano, him feeling like it's a great place for me to be at. So it just felt like home, and I felt like it's a better opportunity to prolong myself on farther down the line of my career. So I chose Minnesota.
Hey, Andre, what are your expectations coming in here? Do you expect to compete at right tackle?
I expect to come in and compete. They have some really good linemen there right now, and I just expect to come in and compete for a starting position on the offensive line.
Andre, does it matter if it's right tackle, or are you comfortable about going for another position if they feel they can move you to a different side, if there's room?
I've always been taught the more you can do, the more possibilities of you staying around. So, ask me to play another position. I'm all for it, whatever it is.
How intense do you think that battle could be to guard right tackle? Because there's Bode, Holt, and Clemmings as well.
I've been at the University of Alabama. So, just the opportunity to go against Phil Oho, and Clemens is going to be a great opportunity for us to better ourselves as men and also as teammates.
Andre, what do you think of being able to protect, first of all, the likes of a Teddy Bridgewater, and also having a guy like Adrian Peterson run behind you and through on? To have those two guys behind you, what do you think of that?
Just to have Adrian Peterson in the backfield, you know, those 1 or 2 or 3 second blocks can turn into, if I just block a second longer, turn into a touchdown. So just something you have to be self-conscious of as a blocker, that you have one of the greatest running backs ever in the backfield. And whatever you do, he's going to make you right. And with Teddy, just protect him, keep him upright so he can make the best decisions possible to put us in the best position to score every opportunity that we can. So it's definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Did that talent figure into your decision at all, or no?
I just know I wanted to go somewhere where they had a really good team and a chance to win, and a great locker room, and great ownership, and a great leader in Coach Zimmer himself.
Along the lines of blocking for Adrian Peterson, is that your primary strength as a run blocker?
I think that I can do it all really well, in my opinion. I feel like I can pass block the best of them, and I also feel like a run blocking is the best of them, too. So I feel like I can do really, really both of them really well. So blocking for Adrian is just a plus, another plus to have the best running back to do it in the game, blocking for him.
Hey,
Andre, is there any more motivation just knowing that you have a 1 year deal, you're coming in here with that and trying to, like you said, prolong your career here?
You know, I'm just trying to take advantage of what I have in front of me right now. Yes, a 1 year deal, and yes, it's just opportunity for me to join a great team. I believe I can make this team better and just continue to work hard and show my efforts on Sunday with my teammates and fellow fans.
Andre, you and Zimmer were on opposite sides of the ball in Cincinnati. Did you guys get a chance to talk to one another very often?
Yes, I actually got to talk to Coach Zimmer quite a few times early on in my career, and he's just been just like a father figure, you know, always telling me to keep working hard, keep your head down, don't pay attention to the media, whatever they're saying. He knows the football player I am, and he saw the growth in me as a man from my younger years in Cincinnati to mature to the player I am now. So he's just a great guy, even better person. Hello?
Andre. Are you there, Andre?
Yeah.
Did you schedule a visit with the Cardinals? Because the GM kind of made it seem like maybe you weren't that they weren't that interested in you. But I know you said that you planned to go there for a visit.
Yeah, my agent, he never really gave me a certain date. He just told me that he had been speaking with him about me coming out on a visit, but we never locked down a certain date for me to go out there.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, thanks, Andre.